Thanks for joining me today on Mission Network News. I'm Ruth Kramer. New advances by the Sudanese armed forces shine the spotlight onto the world's worst humanitarian crisis. What's next? Then, as more and more Arab women become peacemakers for Christ, the world will be changed. We'll explain what we mean in just a few minutes. But we'll begin today in Sudan, where the army captured more territory in the capital city after seizing the presidential palace on Friday. It's the government's most significant advance in a two-year war against the paramilitary Rapid Support Forces. Greg Kelly of Unknown Nation says,
the people seeing their army, the Sudanese armed forces, take back a very symbolic location is very encouraging. Hopefully, this is the beginning of a negotiation that brings long-standing peace, because Sudan is long overdue for peace.
These gains don't mean the end of the war, as the RSF holds territory in the western Darfur region and elsewhere. But analysts say the war will likely turn into a conflict similar to that of the early 2000s, when rebel groups fought the Islamist Sudanese government led by Omar al-Bashir.
When it's all said and done, the real victim in all of this is the people, because these are just two groups fighting for power, and the people are suffering.
Believers aren't immune from the ongoing violence. RSF mercenaries recently used the Khartoum Evangelical Church as barracks, looting all of the church's contents.
They view Christians as easy targets, soft targets. They will kill Christians, take over their properties. They'll take their women, force their children into military service.
Pray for peace in Sudan. The civil war is approaching its three-year mark on April 15. Next, it's been nearly 3 weeks since an outbreak of sectarian violence in northwest Syria. Since then, more than 1,600 Syrians have lost their lives, according to a UK-based Syrian war monitor. Christians are among the slain, but most were Muslim Alawites. They were targeted in door-to-door massacres after a clash between fighters from Syria's old regime and new government forces. Bruce with Uncharted Ministries says one local Syrian leader they support is an Alawite convert to Christianity, a doubly dangerous identity. During the rampage, this man, whom we'll call Hamid, wrote this to the Uncharted team.
The Lord be with you, dear brothers and sisters. The armed men left the village now, and they are going toward Iskabla. They entered all the houses except ours. They did not enter it or fire a single shot at it. We thank the Lord for his care and protection.
It's a story of mercy in the midst of devastation still unfolding. The Syrian War Monitor says some burials still need to take place and thousands more remain missing.
Now, Hamid is trying to figure out, how do I get food to 120 families that they know that have no food?
Bruce says Christians are underground, yet there's a gold thread of God's Spirit at work, even in the tragedies. Please join us in praying for Syrians to find true peace in Christ. And finally, Arab Women Today is a ministry to women across the Arab world. Founder Ruba Riani says her message is to love one another as Jesus Christ loves us.
I always bring the gospel into our conversation. This is in the real life, in the field, in our daily life.
Riani has seen mothers change their stance from revenge to forgiveness.
From now on, I will not send my children to fight the enemy, to fight the people who killed my husband or my son or my daughter. I will love everyone and forgive for everyone.
Outside the home, AWT defends women's rights.
Right about their life, right about why they deserve to be treated better than what they are now.
Change takes time, but Riani is optimistic.
Because of globalization, it opened the eyes of the new generation and the younger people to see something different.
Pray that many women and young Muslims will come to Christ through the ministry of Arab Women Today. Prayer points and more can be found at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.